Chapter 5. Madame Doubtfire at Work. A few weeks later, Madame Doubtfire was standing at the top of the stairs, scratching one of her hairy legs and smoking a thin cigar. Lydia came out of her bedroom and saw her.
"Smoking isn't good for you, you know, Dad," she said. "It's very bad for your health."
Madame Doubtfire took the cigar from her mouth.
"Listen, my love," she said. "I didn't smoke when I lived here with your mum. Now I live alone, and it's okay if I sometimes smoke a cigar or drink a beer. So leave me in peace and tidy your bedroom. Your mum will be home soon and everything must be clean, or I'll lose my job."
Chris and Natty came out of their bedrooms too.
"But why do we have to do all the cleaning and the housework?" Chris said to Madame Doubtfire. "That's your job. You're the home help."
Madame Doubtfire put her cigar in her mouth and arranged her turban.
"I'm not good at these things, you know that," she said. "It's one of the reasons your mother divorced me," she continued, lifting her skirt up to her knees and sitting comfortably by the window. "Now, gardens are different. I enjoy taking care of the plants and the garden. I'm good at that." She looked out of the window.
"I must water the vegetable garden later," she added.
Lydia, Chris and Natty continued to tidy their bedrooms, and Madame Doubtfire sat looking at the neighbour's garden.
"Mrs. Hooper is a very stupid woman," she exclaimed suddenly. "Yesterday she planted an ugly rosebush from the supermarket in the garden. But this isn't the time of year to plant roses. She really doesn't know anything about plants and gardens. And now she's planting dahlias in the wrong season too. I'm going to tell her."
Madame Doubtfire opened the window and shouted to Mrs. Hooper.
"Hello, my dear. You mustn't plant dahlias now. It's the wrong time of year, and they'll die, you know."
Then she shut the window.
"That woman always does stupid things," Madame Doubtfire said to Lydia.
"But she doesn't like advice. I must go and tell her a few things."
Chris was nervous now. "Maybe Mrs. Hooper will recognize Dad," he thought. "Then Mum will discover the truth and Dad will lose his job."
"Don't do it now," Chris said quickly. "First, let's have dinner. I'm hungry, and I'm sure the girls are too."
"Oh, all right," said Madame Doubtfire. "I forgot to go shopping, but we can make tuna salad. That's always good."
"That's funny," said Natty. "My dad says that too."
Madame Doubtfire was surprised. Each of the children reacted to the situation in a different way. Lydia often laughed at Madame Doubtfire. Chris was always nervous and afraid of discovery, and he was always ready for a catastrophe. But Natty was the strangest. For her, Madame Doubtfire and her dad were now two completely separate people. In the afternoons, she often told Madame Doubtfire about school and her fights with her friends. Sometimes she talked about her father.
"We visited Daddy yesterday," she said, or "we spent the weekend with Daddy."
Today, after dinner, the children sat and talked.
"Mum is going out with Sam tonight,"
Natty said to Madame Doubtfire.
"But I prefer David."
"Why, dear?" Madame Doubtfire asked.
"Because Sam always brings silly flowers," Natty answered. "But David brings big boxes of chocolates. I like chocolates with strawberry cream inside."
"I do too," said Madame Doubtfire.
"My dad likes them too,"
Natty said, nodding her head.
I eat them at my dad's house, but I can't wash my hands because the sink is dirty. It's full of old food, and it smells horrible.
It was hard for Madame Doubtfire to hear these impressions, but she also discovered some new things about herself.
I'm going to buy Daddy a pink tie for his birthday, Natty said. Do you think he'll like it?
I'm sure he will, said Lydia. He likes all his ties.
Yes, said Natty, even the really ugly ones. And they're all dirty because he never washes them.
Chris looked embarrassed. It's late, he said. Madame Doubtfire must go soon. If she doesn't, she'll miss her bus. A few minutes later, Miranda came home, and Madame Doubtfire went to catch her bus. This is a strange situation, she said to herself on the bus. But life isn't always easy, and at least I see my kids every day now.